Okay, we are now beginning our new simon, simon kuf ayin dalet. We're going to start with sif base. Quickly open up. Yain poter kol minei mashkim. Haga afilu mibracha rishona. So the basis of this is the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph on the base. The Gemara over there is talking about what types of things are included in hamotzi. Rav Huna says that with respect to Te'enim v'anavim b'sol chasuda, they need a bracha rishona, no bracha achrona. Rav Sheshe says they need a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona. Rabbi Chia says hamotzi covers everything in your meal, so they would cover the fruits. And likewise, wine covers all drinks. And Rav Papa, probably according to most rishonim, is basically the same thing as Rav Huna, and that's the way we paskin. So we don't accept Rabbi Chia's view with respect to fruits. So for example, if a person made hamotzi and then they're going to have fruits in the middle of the meal, and these are shalom machmas asuda, however that's defined. We spent a lot of time discussing what that means exactly, but however defined, if you have peiro shalom machmas asuda, you need to make a bracha bishona. They're not covered by the hamotzi. But the question is, do we accept the other half of Rabbi Chia? Namely, do we say that wine potters all liquids? If I make a bar pigafin on wine, can I drink orange juice or coffee or tea or whatever it is? So this is a debate among the Rishonim. According to Tosfos, just like we reject Rabbi Chia's position with respect to bread, just like we say that the hamotzi doesn't cover grapes or figs or dates, so too the bar pigafin doesn't cover coffee or tea or juice. However, as we'll see in a moment, the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says, no, Rabbi Chia's view was schlugged up with respect to bread. So bread, hamotzi, doesn't cover the grapes, but it was never rejected with respect to drinks. So the Bar Piag oven does cover coffee or tea or juice. Now, parenthetically, I don't remember if we talked about this or not, but there's a little bit of a stira in Tosfos, because when we turn to Tosfos on Mem Besim et Aleph, Tosfos writes, Mi Uriv Rabbeinu Tam Hayu Omrim, Shalol Levarech Klal Ashar Mashken Habayim B'Soch HaSuda, V'Tayim Edepas Potes Kol Advarim Habayim B'Shvila, V'Ashto Yayin Poter Kol Minei Mashken, Lefi She'ikr Mashkehu, V'Hu Rosh L'Chol Minei Mashken, U'Lakach U'Ikr Ve'in Tfeilin L'Nyid Bracha. Just like we and Rabbeinu Tam hold against the Bahag, that when you make hamotzi, that covers the water or the juice that you have during your drink, your meal. So too, if you make a bar piagafen, that would also pater other drinks. Now, the problem is that if you hold like the Rosh, that's fine. But according to Tosfos, that's not true. According to Tosfos, we don't paskin like Rabbi Chia. So it could be that the answer is that according to Tosfos, there's no mila be'etzem for wine. In other words, he rejects Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia said, you know what? Wine covers everything automatically. Even if the other things aren't tafel, doesn't matter. Bracha of wine covers everything, even though they have no shaychus to the wine. Just like the bracha on bread covers everything, you know, there are no shaychus to the bread. That's what Tosfos thinks Rabbi Chia says. That we reject. However, if the other drinks are taka tafel, he would agree that the bracha on the wine potters them. And that's what he's saying on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Where they're lemaisa, where they're tafel, then the bracha on the wine potters. As opposed to the Rosh. The Rosh holds, since we pass on like Rabbi Chia with respect to wine, so wine is stronger than bread. When it comes to bread, the bracha on bread only potters things that are somewhat tafel to it, things that are not tafel at all to the pas. So they're not included in the hamotzi. For example, fruits. Shalom achmas asuda. But when it comes to wine, we accept Rabbi Chia entirely. And therefore, when you make a bar piagafen, it includes all drinks, even those that aren't tafel. So lahalacha, over here in Simon Kuf Ayin Dalet, as we saw, we pass on like the Rosh. So it's mistaber that if you make a bar piagafen on wine, you don't need to make a bracha on any drinks, no matter what, automatically. However, when we start looking at the Makoros, we see that this isn't actually so pashat. Why? So The Rush writes something very interesting. This is in Simon Chavtes, when he's talking about that which we pass on like Rav Papa. He writes, Dvarim abayim b'soch ha-suda, ma'achmas ha-suda, einam tunim bracha, lo lefnem, lo lachareim. And likewise, amashkim, like we said, are considered ma'achmas ha-suda, because people, lefi she'ein b'nei adam, regilim lachal b'lishtia. Fine. And then he quotes the Behag Shita, that the Hamotzi doesn't cover the water. And then he writes, v'lo nihira. Why did the Behag say that the Hamotzi doesn't cover the water? Because Mayim lo zayni. Says the Rosh, that's wrong. Shayayim poter kol minei mashkin. Afal gav de birkas boi pir gafin lo shaykh midi l'shar mashkin. L'fi shayayim rosh l'chol minei mashkin hu. Iker le'enyin bracha mekulun tfeilin lo. Chenami. Kevan de pasu iker asuda. V'amashkin einim bayim ela bishvilo. Hapas potartan. Afal gav de lo zayni. It's actually very similar to what we just saw in the Rush and Tosfos. But the problem is that doesn't make any sense. Because what is he doing? He's being mashve wine to bread. Saying just like the Boi Pir Gafen, Paters, Chveis, coffee, even though coffee has nothing to do with the bracha of Boi Pir Gafen, so too the bracha of Hamotzi, Paters, water, even though water is no shaychus to bread. So I don't understand. That sounds like Rabbi Chiya. That sounds like Rabbi Chiya who equates Hamotzi and Boi Pir Gafen. But the Rush told us explicitly we don't paskin like Rabbi Chiya. Right? So what's going on? So you have to say that which we don't paskin like Rabbi Chiya by bread is because by bread, let's say the fruits that you have, shalom achmas asuda, are not tafel to the bread. So memela, the Hamotzi doesn't cover them. But legabe wine, that's rosh l'chol nimine mashkim, kulam tfeilim lo, like his lashon, kulam tfeilim lo. In other words, you never need to make a bracha on other drinks when you made the Boi Pir Gafen on wine because they're all tafel. We can actually learn from Boi Pir Gafen to Hamotzi. Why? Because what's he saying? He's saying, look, maybe, well, what's the logic of the Behag? The bracha of Hamotzi could cover things that are similar to Hamotzi, namely things that fill you up. But something that's totally not similar to bread, so it can't cover it, like water. And he's saying, no, you see, that's wrong. Because the bracha of Boi Pir Gafen, Pater is the coffee. There's no shaychus between wine and coffee, and yet it covers it. So what do you see? That's because it's tafel. If it's tafel, the bracha on the ikar, pater is the tafel, even though there's no shaychus between the ikar and the tafel. So too, since the water you drink during the meal is tafel to the bread, why? Because whenever you eat, you get thirsty. So memela, that's covered as well. In other words, the yesod that we do accept, lahalacha, is that all things are tafel to the Boi Pir Gafen. All drinks are tafel to the Boi Pir Gafen, and memela the bracha of Boi Pir Gafen covers them all. Now, shein kein bread, not everything is tafel to bread, and therefore, there's sometimes you're going to have to make a bracha rishon on things like fruits during a meal. Good. So the impression you get, again, from the Rush, though, is that at the end of the day, every drink is tafel to the wine, and therefore, anytime you make a Boi Pir Gafen in the wine, you will always, always, always pater the other drinks. But not everybody seems to agree to this. If you take a look at the Rashba, Mem Aleph on the base, the Raschel Ihachi, on this halacha, actually a little later on the Gemara, on the halacha of Ihachi Nami Nifter, Yai Nami Nifter Pas, he says like this, the hadamrin and yain poter kol minei mashkin lav b'mashkin abay b'suda ka'amar. D'mashkin abay b'suda enam tunim bracha klal kadamran. When the Gemara said before that when you make the Boi Pir Gafen on wine, it paters the other drinks, that's not talking about drinks during the suda, because bread would actually cover those. Ela b'koveya atzmo lishtos ka'amar. It's talking about where you're koveya atzmo lishtos on wine, shein tunim bracha Elishayayin potron. Then when your koveya atzma lishtos kalmar, you didn't wash. You're having a sudas mishteh, like in the days of Achashverosh. So since you're koveya atzma lishtos al hayayin, then the yayin paters everything else. That's what the Rashba says. And the nishmas adam, this is klal nunhe os aleph, is medayik. That you see from here that let's say you're not koveya al shtiyas hayayin, then yayin wouldn't pater shar mashkim. And the Nishmas Adam says, Taka, that's the mashmos of the Gemara, because what does the Gemara say? He writes, Vade mashma de gamar vichia mairi dafka meachilas keva de pas. Ve'az zavarle de poterko. When Rabbi Chia says that bread covers everything, what is he talking about? It means when you have a meal, right? Achilas keva of pas. You have a meal, then your hamotzi on the pas covers everything else. So likewise, when you have a kvius al yayin, so then the bracha of yayin covers everything else. Gevaldik. If that's right, says the Chayatam, if that's right, then you know what? If you're not having a Sudas Mishta, you're not being Koivea on Yayin, according to the Rashba, your boy for your guffin on the wine wouldn't cover the other drinks. He's the dike this way from the Mordechai. Quoting Tosfos, the Mordechai's Lashon is Kemosha Kovim Bepurim with a Sudas Mila. Okay? You know, it's not the, when do we ever have a koveal yayin, purim and bris milah? Well, it's not like the norm. Yeah, every so often.
Isn't therefore. I'm sorry, isn't he dochak? Yeah. He's dochak in the Mordechai, because the Mordechai.
That's what the Mishnah Torah points out. Yes, the Bir Halacha quotes Maharam Benet. Yeah. Enochanami. It's not clear that that is what the Mordechai means. That is the point that the Shaar Tzion makes, that he disagrees with the Chai Adam's reading of the Mordechai. But
and even Tosfos, it's a hard read in many of these, because when they say Koveya, they just mean they mean that they're not Koveya in the halachic sense, but they still have to be Koveya in the practical sense that they're having a certain amount. And then he's assuming that they're working midin Iker Poter Zatafla, which is also not so posh. Maybe
you'll okay, say so we're going to get there in one moment. But before we get there, your critiques are very trenchant. Again, those are basically the points that the Shaar Tzion makes himself. But before we get there, so therefore the Chai Adam Paskins, Lemaisa, what's this relevant for us? This is relevant for us, Kiddush, right? Shabbos morning Kiddush. I go ahead, I make Kiddush. And now I want to know, can I drink a cup of coffee, a cup of soda, all these things. Am I allowed to drink that wine? Do I have to make a shahakal on my juice, on my coffee, on my soda during the kiddush, if I already made a bar piyagafen? Says the Chayadim, not clear. Hamakadish aliyayin v'dayto lishtos, schnapps o coffee. Hamagin avram kasa, v'ein tzarech levarech alamashkin, v'li nira, v'tzarech levarech. Okay, he doesn't want to say straight out against them. He says, lachain, the correct thing to do is you should be machavin, shalo liftor, hamashkin. And even then, that's not good enough. Make a brach on the sugar. We'll get there in a moment why he has both of these. Lemaisa, according to Chai Adam, when you make kiddush on, it doesn't automatically pater the other drinks. Why? Because you're not koveya. Now, I thought that even if you hold like the Chai Adam, you could argue that during kiddush, it would still be okay. Again, the Chai Adam himself doesn't say it, but I'm saying even if you accept the Havana of the Chai Adam Bedasa Rashba and think that we should at least be choshish for the Rashba, but it's not so pasha to apply that for Kiddush. Why? Maybe you could say, and this could at least be in Miyashiv, the Minhag Olam, maybe you could say that at Kiddush, it's equivalent to being Koveal Yayin. Why? Well, first of all, many Rishonim say that the whole idea of Kiddush Shabbos Day, when this comes up, is l'kvoa sudas al yayin. That's gufa, the whole idea of Kiddush Shabbos Day, because it's not actual Kiddush, it's just a bar piyagafen. And even for the Rishonim that say it is actual Kiddush, like the Rambam. But still, you could argue that it's the chiyuv to make Kiddush during Shabbos Day makes this considered kvius al hayayin and would pater shar mashkim. And the truth is, what's interesting, the Chai Adam himself says this svara, in a different context. The Chai Adam in Klal Mem Gimel Sif Yud Beis by Pas. Remember we had that Magen Avraham who was Mesupik. What's the din if you eat a little bit of bread, you're not so much into the bread, does the bread potter all the other foods, right? And he says, maybe yes, maybe no. But the Magen Avraham said, but on Shabbos, for sure it works, right? So even though all you had is a little bit of bread at the beginning of your meal, for sure the bread covers everything, right? What makes Shabbos so special? So listen how the Bachai Adam says it. Right? Like the Magen Avraham. So I want to say, good. We'll say the same thing by the Kiddush for the Chai Adam. Again, Chai Adam himself doesn't say this, but I want to use the Chai Adam to be miyash of the Chai Adam. I want to say that just like the Chai Adam says by bread, since it's a mitzvah to eat bread during the Shabbos meal, so memelo your hamotzi and your bread patches all the other food, even though you're not really so interested in eating bread because it's a mitzvah. So too, since it's a mitzvah, l'kvali ayin on Shabbos to say Kiddush, right? So therefore, that part piragafim will pater everything else. Okay, so maybe it's a shtickle, yishev for the minhag olam, but the Chai Adam himself doesn't say it. The Aruch HaShulchan also is nota like the Chai Adam against the Magen Avraham. However, as Yosef noted, the Mishnah Berurah, though he seems to acknowledge this is a machlokes rishonim, but is nota like the Magen Avraham against the Chai Adam. The Shatzion os hey. Again, notes it's a machlokas rishonim, but la halacha, he writes that we paskan like the Magen Avraham, not like the Chai Adam. But even then, it's not automatic. For example, in the Bir Halacha, he writes that mikol makom nira de'en lahakel rak shashasa kol panim ali lugma. You just had a sip of wine? No, then it can't patter the other things. If you have to at least have a mali lugma, why mali lugma? That's miyas v'dayte, it's a shir chashuv. But if it's a total non-chashuv drinking of the wine, you're just having a sip, alts kiddush, then no. Then he writes, but some achronim don't say that. So he writes, halacha l'maisa, im lo shasa mali lugma v'yivakish la'acher shalotam klal minakos shi'iftarenu b'vircha b'vracha hamashkim. Or make a brach on sugar or some other thing. In other words, if I go ahead, I make kiddush, right? Especially nowadays that they don't have kiddush and shul anymore, right? So what happens? Come home from shul Shabbos morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, I make kiddush. I drink a mali lugmav. So therefore, I could drink without making a bracha. But everybody else in my family, they just have a sip. They don't have a whole mali lugmav. So therefore, they're besafek, and they really shouldn't drink with a bracha or without a bracha. So they should have something else or have somebody else patter them. Oh. In other words, even though we don't accept the Chai Adam that you need a real kviyas, but still it needs to be a quasi kviyas. That's what the Bir Halacha paskens. For the Mekadesh, it's usually be okay, because the Mekadesh is supposed to drink a Mali Lugmav anyway. But everybody else, that's a real issue. So the Shmir Shabbos Kalchasa says, and it's quoted in Dirshu, note 11, he says, I'll give you a different Eitzah to get out of this. Instead of this Eitzah that the Mishnah Berurah says to go ahead and make a bracha on the sugar, right, when you're drinking your coffee. So make the bracha on the sugar, right? And then that'll patter the coffee. That's a complicated eitzah because nobody in the world uses sugar cubes when they're drinking their coffee anymore. So the Shmir Shabbos Kalchasa says, good, I'll tell you pashut. Just have in mind when you make your bar piagafen not to cover the other drinks, and then you're set. Quoted in Dirshu, note 11. That's what he says. Just like the Shulchan Aruch says over here, Sif Dalet, Simon Kufayin Dalet, Sif Dalet, there's talking about Avdalah. It's a slightly different question. We'll get there soon, I hope. It's talking about a case where a person is planning to have their Malav Malka right after their Avdalah. And they're planning to drink wine in their Malav Malka. So the question is, does the Bari Priya Gafen, this part of Havdalah, cover the wine during the Malav Malka? That's a big machlokas Rishonim. So to avoid that shayla, the Shulchan Aruch makes the following recommendation. When you make Havdalah, and you make that Bari Priya Gafen, have in mind just this wine, have in mind to exclude the wine that you're going to be drinking during your Malav Malka, and then when it comes up to Malav Malka, you'll just make a Bari Priya Gafen and shine, you'll solve the problem. In other words, have in mind to exclude. So too, says the Shmir Shkav, Shabbos Kuchasa, we'll do the same thing over here, have in mind to exclude. If you're planning to make Kiddush, and you don't want to have a Mali Lugmav, certainly, or your Choshev for the Chayadam, so then just have in mind to exclude all the other drinks from your Bari Priya Gafen, and then you're set. Now there's a Hara over here. I saw that the Sefer Zosa Bracha, page 100, Hara 8, says, if that's such a good Eitzel, why didn't the Bir Halacha think about it? The Shmir Shabbos Kuchas had to make it up. The Bir Halacha says this Eitzel, this thing, you're going to go and you're going to make the bracha on the sugar cube. Just say, have in mind not to be able to. Okay, no. It's not, that's not such a strong question. Okay, we could come up with Eitzels. But the truth is, if you look at the Chayadam himself, you see against this. Why? Because remember, the Chayadam says, since this is a Suffolk, right? He's not sure. He doesn't want to go against the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham said, when you make Kiddush on the wine, it covers all the drinks. So he says, you know what? When you make Kiddush, have in mind to exclude all the drinks. And still, says the Chayadim, still make the bracha on the sugar cube. Right? Still make the bracha on the sugar cube. So why is that? Why did the Chayadim think it wasn't enough just to have in mind to exclude the coffee? Why did he say, even if you've had in mind to exclude the coffee when you make the Bari Priya Gafen, still don't make a shakal on your coffee, instead make a shakal on a sugar cube? Why didn't he just say that? Why didn't he just say, since you had in mind to exclude the coffee, you're set, right? Just like in Siv Dalet, like the Shmir Shabbos Kuchasa. In other words, you see that the Chai Adam was not into the Eitzah of the Shmir Shabbos Kuchasa. He didn't think it was good enough. Having in mind to exclude the coffee does not on its own work against the Shmir Shabbos Kuchasa. So why? Why? So the answer, I think, is because maybe when you make a brach on yikr, it does automatically pater the tafel. You can't have in mind to exclude the tafel. Now, what's this dependent on? So if you remember, this comes back to a schakira we said, when we did this sugya of Ikar Poter Satafel. Is the pshat in Ikar Poter Satafel that you need a brach on the tafel and the brach on the ikar is chal on the tafel? Or is the pshat that the tafel is in town bracha? So could be that that's what this is dependent upon. Is it possible to make a bracha on the ikar and exclude the tafel, right? Yayin is rosh l'chol minei mashkim, but the Rosh says kol ha-mashkim tfeilin bo. So could you have that in mind to exclude? Well, if you think that it's the ikr, bracha on the ikr is chal on the tafel, so then maybe you could say, okay, that's if you have das. If you have anti-das, then it will be limited. But if you think that, no, that's not true. Tafel doesn't even require a bracha. Well, then it should come out fakert. Then it should come out that even if you have in mind to exclude it, it still doesn't work. So you see, the Chayadim here is mesupik about it. He's not sure. He's not sure if making a bracha on the ikar works and having in mind to exclude the tafel is effective or ineffective. And therefore, says the Chayadim, you better make the bracha on the sugar cube. Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa, he takes one side in that equation, but it's not so pashut. And I saw that the Sefer of Zosa Bracha quotes from Rav Yashiv, also not so sure that the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa is right over here, and maybe like we were saying. Okay.
So the Birkas Hashem, the Birkas Hashem, they say even, and like Hachavrut say, that even if you drink a little bit of wine, you patch up all the mashk and the chachila.
Okay.
He says near Pashut Misfarash or Hashivat Yan Ainat Fuya Bikmoso Beehuso. And he says all the Rav and Gemara.
I agree with you. That's very mistaver. Varaya, none of the Rishona mentioned this, right?
Right.
But so why did the Mishnah Berurah say it? The reason why the Mishnah Berurah was saying it is really because he was not 100% sure the Chai Adam was totally off. In other words, he's not going to go as far as the Chai Adam. But maybe that's because we think that if you have a sheer chashuv of Yayin, which is chashuv, right? Certainly, like you're saying, Adam, it's because Yayin is chashuv. You can have a sheer chashuv of Yayin chashuv, then it automatically patras everything else. But that's not going to be true if you just have a sip. And that's why I said it. In other words, it's somewhat accepting the Chai Adam. Okay, good.
Now, also, the Gemara says Shemat Mat Yain Soida to leave. I'm not going to have a beer. He brings it right from there.
Yeah, who says that? Ma'at means a sip. Maybe Ma'at. Maybe Ma'at means Malil of Mav. Who says? That's just saying that if you drink a lot of wine, you're hungry. If you drink a little bit of wine, you're full. Okay. It's very hard to anyway bring a rye from there because we have no idea what that means. Okay. So I want to take a step back and try to explain this idea. What do we mean when we actually say Yain is Rosh L'chol Minei Mashkin? We keep on seeing we don't use that Lashon, but what does it actually mean? What is Yain meaning Rosh L'chol Mashkin? So I don't think it's just because Yain is more chashuv than other mashkim, sort of like Adam just said. We don't find any other food that we say, oh, because this is so chashuv, it patters everything else, right? Beyond which, it doesn't make that much sense. Just because it's very chashuv, why should it patter other things that are no shaychus to it? So I don't just think it's a vart in chashivas. Rather, and that's why they don't just say chashuv, they keep on saying this idea that it's rosh, right? The lashon of the rosh. The reason why patters it is lefisha yayin rosh chol minei mashkim. It's much more than just being chashuv. It's rosh. So what does rosh chol minei mashkim mean? So I think it might mean that their stam shtia was yayin, or at the very least, that was the ikar shtia. Take a look, for example, Taisvis on Shabbos Mem Zayinud Aleph, Dimasa Beglila. He writes that in a place where there's wine available, where Shchiach Yayin, like in the Galil, they would drink wine in place of water. They would only use water for refuah. And you see throughout Shas that this is basically true, not just in the Galil. Anytime that there was enough wine, they would drink wine. That would be their main drink. Right? It's like the French, even Bisman Azeth checked up, average French man drinks over 200 liters of wine per year. Okay, that's a lot. Any Frenchman will tell you, not the average one, you know, that's including all the non-French French, right? A proper Frenchman will say, you know, wine and lunch and dinner, you have to have a bottle of wine. If you don't have any wine, you have to satisfy yourself with something else. You have to have some water at this. But that's really the impression that you get. That Bismana Gemar, that's the way they drank wine. I'm not advocating they're doing this lamaisa nowadays. You know, you see it, for example, in the sugi of Chamer Medina, where even that lashon of Chamer Medina, what does Chamer Medina mean? It means the yayin shall also Medina. In other words, in a place where there's no yayin, so what's the wine of that country? Beer, let's say, right? That's what it is. In other words, there's this thing called the main drink. That's what wine is. And when wine isn't available, so then the wine of that country, so maybe it will be beer. If you look at the Rambam, he says, well, what is Chamer Medina? Listen to his Lashon. Medina Sherov Yena Shechar. It's Yayin is Shechar, right? Afal Pishu Pasal. Look at it, fine. So it could be, by the way, I don't think it makes any sense to make Havdalah on beer, to make Kiddush on schnapps. Kiddush and schnapps has two problems. First of all, most people don't get a shear, and the theory that you know, 1 ounce is considered the equivalent of revius is very, very difficult to justify. There are some yeshuvim why that might be true, similar to the Taz and the like, but it's a very difficult thing to justify. So certainly that's a problem. But beyond that, even let's say you're like you do like the Mishnah Berurah says, you're going to have a revius of wine, of schnapps, and you'll drink a mali lokmav. The Mishnah Berurah says that's only if it's if schnapps is the chamer medina, and that means that if yayin isn't matzoi, and therefore in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, it's clear that yayin for them wasn't matzoi, which is why the Mishnah Berurah is okay with people making kiddush and schnapps, but as long as you had a revius. But nowadays, yayin is matzoi. It's very, very, very problematic. But okay, many great people do this. Many chassidim, especially. My grandfather would make kiddush and schnapps. So what's the yishuv, right? These aren't Ami Haaretz. What's the yishuv for making kiddush and schnapps? So the best yishuv that there is, and again, I'm not advocating it, is that actually this exact idea. This is for, I'll read you the way the Shevet HaLevi says it. Again, even by him, it's a shtickle limud chos, that even though yain is matzui by us, it's also not roshtia. Right? The way he puts it is, masha yain matzui v'shchiach be'ir, ein zagorem shelo yikru'u gam shar mashkin chamer medina, bizman hazeh. In other words, the whole idea, why do all the Rishonim, the poskim, all say that if yain is matzui, then beer or schnapps isn't chamer medina, because in those days yain is rosh chol mashkin. So if yain was matzoi, then beer wouldn't be the chamer medina, because yain would be the main drink. But by us nowadays, even though yain is matzoi, is yain the main drink? No. Everywhere outside of Paris, wine is not the main drink. So if wine isn't the main drink, then mamela, you could still make kiddush on schnapps or havdalah on beer, right? That's what they're assuming. Everybody that makes Havdalah and beer, they're assuming this vart, which is that wine is the main drink. Not just the most chashuv drink, but it's the main drink. Oh. So, first of all, actually, you could argue then that this whole din isn't shayach anymore nowadays, the din that yain's poter shar mashkin, right? Because even if wine is still the most chashuv drink, it's not. Single malt, a lot more chashuv than wine. But yeah, let's even say wine is still the more chashuv drink, most chashuv drink, right? But it's for sure not rosh l'chol minei mashkim anymore. Nope, except in Paris, right? Nobody, it's not their main drink. Elamai, you have to say that we say kach tiknu, that they were misakin, the boy piyagof and patras all the other drinks, because bizmanayim, yain was rosh l'chol minei mashkim, even if it's not true anymore. So does anything change nowadays? So it's sort of interesting. I saw a number of poskim quoted in Dirshu note 3 that say, maybe this din of yayin poter kol minei mashkin doesn't apply for grape juice. Why? Even if you're going to say grape juice is dinok wine, you can make kiddush on it, make a berbir gafen on it. But it's not rosh kol minei mashkin. And therefore, this din doesn't apply to grape juice. That's what many poskim say. However, I don't think that makes sense, because once you're going to say grape juice is a din of wine, so it applies. Elamai, you'll say it's not chashuv, it's not rosh l'chol minei mashkim. Well, then no wines nowadays is rosh l'chol minei mashkim anymore, like we said. So then the whole din is avru batel. Elamai, you're going to say that no, kach tiknu. So if kach tiknu, so then it applies to grape juice also, because we paskin that grape juice is a din of wine. If you want to make a shakal on your grape juice, fine. But once you're going to make a bar piyagavan on grape juice, you're going to say, like we accept l'maisa, that grape juice does have a din of wine, so then it should apply to this also. And this, the Dirshu note quotes, this is the Psak of Rosh Zalman, Ruch Chaim Kanievsky, and the like. So I think it makes sense to apply this to wine. Now, there's a very important addition that we have to make over here, which is, as you saw in the Rishonim, in the Beis Yosef, in the Mishnah Berurah, that according to some Rishonim, this din, it has to be that the other mashkim are lefanav, when you make the bracha on the wine. In other words, when is it that when you make the bar govern in the wine, it potters the other things? That's when the other things are in front of you. So I have a question. Why is this? Why is this? By other dinim of Iker Potras Atafel, it's not true. We paskin that if you have das, even though it's not in front of you, it works. Like we saw in Taisus on Daf Mem Dalad, there's a psak of the Mishnah Berurah Lachol Maisa Simin Reishi Beis if Katan Dalad. You don't need the Tafel to be in front of you. So why should wine be different? The Mishnah Berurah though says by wine he quotes a Machlokes Bezeh. He says therefore you should be makbid that the other drinks be in front of you. It's not enough to have das. So why is it that by wine we say they have to be in front of you, but not by other things, not by other examples of Tafel? So let's look at the Mekor Hadvarim. This is, as you noted before, from the Mordechai. It's quoted in the Darkei Moshe, Sif Katan Vav, B'Shem Haram, Dim Mashkim Lefanav, B'Shashem Evarech Alayayin Potran, Bein Bracha Vishona, Bein Bracha Achrona, Avalim Eina Mashkim Lefanav, Eina Yayin Potartan, Klau, B'Zman Hazeh, Shein Anu Kovim Alayayin. Oh. So you see over here that there's actually two options. Two options. If you're Kovel Alayayin, then there's no need for the yayin to be in front of you. If you're not kovel yayin, and nowadays, says the Mordechai, nobody's kovel yayin anymore. So then, if they're not in front of you, it doesn't work. So what do you see here? There's two dinim. So what's the pshat in these two dinim? So maybe the first din, namely if you're kovel hayayin, that's the regular din of ikra poter satafel. Right, like we saw before, even Taisus could agree to this. Right, when I'm kovel ayayin, so then that's the regular din of ikra potus hatafel, and there we say that ikra potus tafel, even if the tafel is in front of you. But then there's another din, which is shayach bisman hazeh. That's the din that says that yayin is poter everything else. Why? Because it's rosh l'chomenei mashkin, but that works differently. That's not just the din of ikra potus hatafel. That's the idea that the bracha on the wine is chal on all the other drinks. But maybe to be chal on other things, they have to be in front of you. Das doesn't work. And we saw this in a number of Rishonim in different contexts. If you remember, the Beis Yosef Simon Reish Vav quotes the Abu Draham, who quotes the Ravid, who writes, based off the Gemara, Nun Alef on the base, Kol Navga Debircha Sahi, says the Ravid, Alma called the Manach Kamei Chayla Bracha Alilave. Anything in front of you, the Bracha is chal on it. In other words, again, going back to this, I guess we should have even mentioned this at the beginning, right? How does this work? How is it that wine potters everything else, right? So says the Mordechai, there's two approaches. One is Ikar Potter Satafel, but that's only if you're Kovei Aliyahin. The second is that the bracha of Bori Pri Hagafen is Chal and all the other drinks, but that's only when it's in front of them, because it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Mashkin, but only when they're in present. So therefore, Halacha Maaseh writes, the Mishnah Berurah, that since this is the Machlokas, you should be Machmir, that all the drinks that you're going to drink that are going to be pottered by the wine are in front of you at the time of when you make Kiddush or when you make the Bar Piyagafen. And it's important for Kiddush especially because a lot of people make Kiddush and then they go make a cup of coffee and then they don't make a shakal in the coffee because they made Kiddush. According to Mishnah, that's not right. You should make your cup of coffee, then make your Kiddush. Okay. What about Bracha Achrona? So we paskin, it's clear over here. It's also more clear on Simon Reish Ches, Sif Tes Zion, that just like Bori Pri Hagafen Pater Shar Mashkin from Bracha Rishona, so too the Me'ein Shalosh and Wine Pater is them for Bracha Chon. In fact, the way the Ramah says it over here is that this is the smaller Kiddush, right? The Lashon of the Ramah is Yayin Poter Kol Mine Mashkin Afilu Mi Bracha Rishona. Kolshken Bracha Chona. Okay. Now, we could understand this in two ways. One is that even though you're chayav to make a bracha on the other mashkim, and let's say I go ahead, I drink a cup of wine, and then I drink a cup of coffee. So I don't make a shakal on the coffee. Now it's time for bracha achrona. So I need to make a bracha achrona on the coffee, but the main shalosh on the wine potters the coffee. Just like the Bari Pi Hagafen on the wine potters the coffee, they don't have to make a shakal. So too, the main chalice and the wine, potter the coffee. Now, if that's the pshat, so then it turns out that the only reason why you don't have to make, when you don't have to make a Bori Pri Hagafen is when you actually are making a main chalice. Let's say I don't have enough to make a main chalice. Let's say I only drank a mali lugmav of wine. So I can't make a main chalice on wine. We paskin that up to a revius is a suffix shear. So then I would have to make a Bori Nefashos. Except I might not be able to make a Bori Nefashos because because I'm really chai to make the other things. Let's say I had vade pachus mikashir. Let's say you hold like Adam, that even a sip of wine is enough to pater the coffee, right? So in that case, I vade, don't have to make a main shalosh. So if you hold like the first tzad, you'd have to make a brain of fashos on your coffee, assuming you can, right? Why? Because the only reason why normally you don't have to make the brain of fashos on the coffee is because main shalosh paters it. Here, I'm not making main shalosh, so maybe I'd have to make a brain of fashos on the coffee. That's option one. Option two is no, that Yayin paters other mashkim because they're tafel. So something that's tafel doesn't need a bracha. The same chakir we just had before. Just like something that's tafel doesn't need a bracha rishona, so too something that's tafel doesn't need a bracha chama. And therefore, even though I'm not making a main shalosh on the wine because I didn't have enough, so I don't need to make a brain of fashos on the coffee. If you remember, we discussed this extensively when we did Iker Potus Tafel and Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph with respect to this halacha. Take a look at Igros Moshe Chelak Aleph Simen Ayin Dalet that. He says on the Shaila, it's a stira in the Mishnah Brura. Take a look, Shar Tzion, Simen Reish Ches Os Ayin. There's much more to say, but we don't have time. So I want to turn to Sif Dalet. We don't have much time for that either. But at least we'll introduce the topic. The Rishonim Claire. What's the halacha if you make havdalah on wine right before your malav malka? You're going to have malav malka, and you're planning to drink wine in your malav malka. So you make havdalah, then you're going to immediately wash, make hamotzi, and have your malav malka, and you'd like to have another cup of wine during the malav malka. Do you have to make a brachic effen or not? So Tosfos, on Daf Mem Beis and Mebeis, is mesupik about this. There's one opinion in Tosfos that says, even if you're not al yadav kodem, Havdalah. We'll talk about next time whether that's mutter or not. But even if you wash Netil Sidayim before Havdalah, still you can't drink after Hamotzi, unless you make an Uber of your Gafen. Tosis is choshish for this view, and therefore he writes, it's better to not wash Netil Sidayim before Havdalah. Magen Avram writes, though, that the Shulchan Aruch and Sivdalah isn't choshish for that view in Tosfos. So there are three shitos then in Rishonim. The first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're mavdil before a netil sidayim, it's mutter to drink tocha suda. The second opinion, the Yesh Omer in the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you're mavdil after netil sidayim, you could drink during the meal, but not if you're mavdil before netil sidayim. And then the third view, this is the view of Tosfos, that says, even if you're mavdil after netil sidayim, you still can't drink during the meal. That's the view that the Shulchan Aruch rejects, according to Magen Avraham. What's the din if you're koveya atzmo l'suda? Below Natal Yadav. Right? You get everything all set up. You just didn't wash before Havdalah. That's like a funny thing to do. But you're Kovei Atzma Lesuda, you make Havdalah, and then you eat. So L'chayra, according to, this is the Machlokas between the first opinion and the second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. But if you take a look at the Magen Avraham, Sifkan Vav, he writes, even according to the second opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, it will be mutter to drink. He brings a raya from Tosfos Mem Gimel Yud Aleph. Tosfos over there says that the whole reason why you need to make a bracha on wine, even though you made a bracha before the suda, is because of the shinui makom. Right? That was in that whole elaborate Roman-style meal. Remember, they went ahead, they entered the antechamber, they entered the antechamber, and they had a cup of wine, and then they went upstairs, and then they had more wine. They washed Netil Sidayim, and then they had wine, and they had motzi, and then they had, right? So why do they need to make a second bar of Piyar Gafen? Says Tosfos, because of Shinui Makom. So ask the Magen Avraham, I don't understand. Why don't we just say, because it was before the meal. It was before they washed. Oh, says the Magen Avraham, you see from there that as long as you're Kovei Atzmo L'suda, then it would cover it. That's the Deek of the Magen Avraham. However, if you look at the Gra, disagrees. Tosfos Mem Beis and Mebeis sounds like even if your Koveya couldn't till stem doesn't work. What about Tosfos Mem Gimel Aleph? Disagrees. We've seen other cases, maybe even earlier today, where Tosfos, one daf away from each other, one amud away from each other, disagrees with each other. In other words, the Tosfos Mem Gimel Aleph is like the first day in the Shulchan Aruch. I think you could have given a different answer, but we don't have time for that. So how do we paskin? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Yud Gimel is not machriya. So mashma that you should choshish for the Gra. Okay, so these halachos Well, we're going to talk about next time more. We're going to focus on a Sif Dalid, and we're going to talk about Hefsek between on the TLC Dayim and Hamotzi, like over here, where you're allowed to make Abdallah in the middle, Aaron's favorite topic. We're going to talk about Kavanah Shel Olatzes, the Shulchan Aruch over here, the famous Tefuah Shur. You could die to look it up if you can, and some other issues that come up. Then, well, I think maybe we'll be able to finish the Siman next time. So Thursday, we'll finish the Siman. And then on Sunday, Be'ezras Hashem, we will start Siman Kuf Ayin Vav. So if you could try to pace yourselves accordingly, that would be good. Of course, Yosef is thinking that I have no credibility and it'll probably be like in 2 weeks from now. I'll leave that to you. You can decide if you want to believe me or not. I'm just telling you my plan, and I'll let you do with that as you wish. Okay. Shkayach.
Okay. Thank you, Ravi.
Thank you.
Do we have time for a quick question?
Sure.
I don't remember if it was Shulchan Aruch or the Aruch or Shulchan, but I thought he distinguishes that if you're not kovei on the wine, then only drinks, only potters what you have in mind, which would also include whatever's on the table. But if you are kovei on the wine, that includes things even if you don't have them in mind. Is that...
Correct. That's not the Aruch Shulchan. That's the Mordechai.
Oh, that's the Mordechai?
Yeah, it's quoted by the Darkei Moshe that we quoted. It's just the Darkei Moshe and the Mordechai both say we don't have kviya salayayin anymore.
No, but
it's not the type of thing that we do anymore.
Yeah, but if you have the orange juice on the table when you drink the wine, even if you didn't.
If on the table, then you don't need kviya salayayin. That's right. Correct. That's exactly what the Mordechai says, and you're correct. I don't remember the Aruch HaShulchan, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes it.
Seemingly there was an alternative way to read the Mordechai, meaning he meant lefanav always, meaning you always need lefanav, right? I thought maybe it was...
If you look, I don't know, maybe look at the Mordechai inside. The way it's quoted in Darkei Moshe...
It's a daha versus o.
Yeah. I think that was that whole shtickle that the Shaar Tzion quotes from Mordechai Benet, that discussion. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I thought that
but was according to Argyrsa and the Mordechai, that's what comes out. Or Argyrsa and Darkei Moshe, I mean.
Meaning, so that's why he wouldn't be Choshesh for the Gra and Rav Benet, just because he doesn't think that's a proper Girsa, or even more, meaning.
Not sure.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, okay.
I think we saw, by the way, another way to explain the why he's not Choshesh, or why he doesn't pass on like the Gra over here, that the Iker Potras Hatafel, even though it's not Lafanav, is because over here, the wine and the other drinks really have no shaychus to each other. Whereas by the other foods, when we talk about Iker Potras Hatafel, there's some actual
shaychus. To me, that's saying that it's not the regular din of Iker Potras Hatafel, which is basically exactly what we're saying.
Right. I guess.
In other words, it's the same vart. It's just calling it two different words. Two different ways of saying the same thing, I think.
Right. Okay, Geshmak. Okay, thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, Shkayach.
Thank you. You know what time the show will be on Thursday?
No. But we'll announce it in the group chat.
Okay, thank you.